It's on the phone with us is Chris Streveler, quarterback from the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They defeated the Hamilton Tiger Cats 33-12 in the Canadian Football League's 107th Grey Cup. On the phone, like I mentioned, Chris Streveler, quarterback. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, let's get right to it. Talk about the game itself. What was the environment like?
Well, the environment was outstanding. We've got some of the best fans in the CFL, so you know, for us, it kind of felt like a home game because there were so many Bomber fans there. And, you know, we hadn't beat Hamilton up to that point. Played some sloppy games against them, and you know, we knew going into the game if we played a clean game of football, we would have a chance, and that's what we did. We didn't turn the ball over, and we made plays when we had opportunities. So that's a winning recipe.
So the McMahon Stadium there in Calgary, you played in front of over 35,000 fans. Was it quite loud?
I mean, it was definitely loud. I think it was louder probably for them when they were on offense because we had so many fans there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we play in a couple loud stadiums up here, so it wasn't the loudest game we had by far. The week before we played in Regina against Saskatchewan, and they have extremely loud fans and a loud stadium. So that was probably the loudest game we played. But the atmosphere was still outstanding, and just the aura around the entire Grey Cup is just, you know, it's 107 years old, so it's really something special.
You're talking about it being a pretty much a home game for your team because only 826 miles separated the two, so your fans, they travel well.
They travel well, and I mean, you know, up until this weekend, we hadn't won the Grey Cup in 29 years, and so I think the fans, just, you know, I know they wanted to be a part of it, and they are a part of it, so the way that they showed out, you know, not only at the game, but throughout the Grey Cup week activities was honestly something amazing to see, and I'm so thankful for them.
Talk about your play and your efforts that you put for this year's Grey Cup.
It's kind of been a crazy year with starting some games and then, you know, kind of working through some injury stuff and having a package. And I'm just really happy and thankful that I got the opportunity to contribute, you know, throughout the playoffs while working through some stuff. Just so fun to get to go out there with those guys. And, you know, we have such a great locker room and guys that genuinely, truly care about each other and would do anything to be out there with those guys. So, you know, that's kind of how we all fit in. And I think that's a big reason why we had so much success.
Talk about the rushing efforts of Andrew Harris, as he had quite the game with 175 yards on the ground along with a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, Andrew's he's a heck of a player. He works extremely hard. And I know that this game probably meant just as much to him as anyone else, you know, being from Winnipeg and all that good stuff. So, you know, he definitely showed up and showed out on the biggest stage, and I'm so happy for him. You know, couldn't be a better teammate and leader for our team. So, he sets the tone for our organization, and we followed it. And he played outstanding, and, you know, I can't say enough about the offensive line getting movement. I mean, I felt like every time we ran the ball, it would be like 8 yards before anyone was touching us. So that just kind of speaks to the movement they were getting up front, and they take a lot of pride in their work.
Now, you joined the Blue Bombers in May of 2018 after playing for the University of South Dakota for a couple of seasons. And prior to that, you were at the University of Minnesota for 3 seasons. Talk about the transition from the college level to the level you're at now.
Well, it definitely can be a tough transition. Obviously, you're going from college level players to now you're up here where, you know, everyone is, you know, one of the best, if not the best player on the college team. So obviously the talent level is a bit raised. And then, you know, to add on top of that, just adding, adapting to a bit of a different game. You know, at the end of the day, it is still football, but, you know, there are some discrepancies between some rules and game plans and stuff. You know, obviously having 12 guys on the field changes things a little bit schematically, offensively and defensively. So it takes a bit of time to transition. And, you know, for me in my career, it was a bit of trial by fire because, you know, Matt got injured right before, you know, the start of last season. And I ended up starting the first 3 games, which, you know, hadn't been done in a while because it's difficult to do, and it was a very unique position. But, you know, I'm definitely better off for it, and I've had so much growth in these past 2 years, and, you know, definitely thankful to be part of an organization like the Bombers where, you know, they're able to foster that growth and help young players become successful.
If you're just joining us, we're talking to Winnipeg Blue Bombers quarterback Chris Streveler. They defeated the Hamilton Tiger Cats 33-12 in the Canadian Football League's 107th Grey Cup over the weekend. We talked about this win ending a 29-year drought for the Blue Bombers. The last championship was in 1990. My guess is, by the sounds of your voice, you may have left your voice in Calgary. Is that true?
Yeah, I think I either left it in Calgary or left it at the parade yesterday, one or the other. It could have been a combination of both.
Sure.
And that, you know, that parade yesterday, I don't know if you saw any of the pictures or videos. It was something special and definitely an experience that I know I'll never forget.
For those that didn't get a chance to see it, I'm sure they can find it online, but can you just kind of take us there from a first person's perspective and tell us your thoughts and what you saw?
Well, you know, since the game, obviously the celebration hasn't really stopped, and you know, getting to go out there and share it with the fans and have the cup, you know, on the back of our float. It was our quarterback unit, you know, in the back of a pickup truck with the cup. And then we had some more guys join us up. But just to see the way that the fans cared and how many people showed out, like, I have no idea how many it was. Like, it felt like so many. I mean, the streets were flooded. Everywhere we went, people were following us and, like, going crazy. And it was just an unbelievable experience. Like I said before, we have some of the best fans in the CFL, in my opinion, and they definitely showed it, you know, this weekend with how much, you know, bringing that cup back meant to them. And it was just honestly so unbelievable. It's kind of hard to put into words because it was just surpassed any, you know, any dream or any expectations that I could have possibly had.
So not only did the fans show up for this parade on Tuesday, they were at the airport when you arrived on Monday. Am I right?
That's correct. Yeah, there was about 1,000 people that, you know, we're just by the baggage claim waiting to greet us. And I actually missed the bus back to the stadium because I got so caught up, you know, taking pictures with people, signing autographs and stuff. So sure. I ended up riding back to the stadium with Buck Pierce, our quarterback coach. And so that was fun, but it was kind of crazy. Just I got kind of wrapped up in the fans and they were going crazy. I was going crazy and it was just unbelievable.
Chris Strebler, I'll tell you what an amazing feat, and it didn't take you long to capture that Grey Cup. Like I said, you were drafted in May of 2018, and here you are, a Canadian Football League champion. How does it feel?
Well, it feels amazing, and you know, it's not something that I take lightly because there's so many guys in this league and on our team who have been in the league for, you know, 10 plus years or, you know, so many years, and you know, might not even got to go to the Grey Cup. And then to get to win one in my second year and be a part of a locker room like this, it's just, it's so special. And be a part of a team like this, it's really unique. And even the guys who have won them before say that they've never been a part of anything like this. So, you know, it's definitely not lost on me how special this experience is and how special this team was. And it's something I definitely don't take for granted.
What's your plan for the offseason, and what's next for Chris Strebler?
Well, I'm actually coming down to Sioux Falls here, beginning of December. Going to visit a couple buddies. And then, you know, I'm kind of going to work my way west through Denver and out to Arizona to visit family and friends. And then I'm going to work my way back east through probably Kansas City, up to Chicago, and then down to South Carolina to see my dad. And then I'll be living in Denver this offseason. So after I get kind of done with that month-long cross-country trip, if you will, I'll be settled out in Denver working and living with a couple buddies from college.
Chris Strebler, quarterback for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, played for the University of South Dakota. Canadian Football League 107th Grey Cup champion, beating the Hamilton Tiger Cats 33-12. Congratulations, Chris Strebler, from all of us in South Dakota.
Hey, thank you so much. It means a lot.